Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Tell me the good news if I find it in here. It's curse. No way God wants it in my life. What else? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Keep reading. The fruit of your land, all your labors, shall a nation which you know not eat up. You'll be oppressed and crushed alway. You'll be mad for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see. This is as far away from rest as you can get. Right? Are you stressed out?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You'll be smitten in the knees, the leg. We already talked about that. These are physical things. And this distress and physical things go together too. Keep going. The Lord will bring you and the king which you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. There shall you serve other gods, wood and stone. You'll become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations, whether the Lord shall lead you. You'll carry out much seed to the field and gather but little in, for the locust will consume it. Is that a blessing in disguise?
No.
There's no way that's the will of God, that pests ate up your crop. Yet are there people today will try to say, well, you know, there was drought, we didn't get enough rain, and we lost our crop, but you know, God must have knew we needed some drought. No, you're believing lies.
Right.
There's no way that was the will of God. It's a curse when your crops don't get rain or when pests consume them. Verse 39, you plant your vineyards and dress them, but you won't drink of the wine or gather the grapes. Worms will eat them. So somebody say curse. That's a curse. Worms to eat your stuff. Keep going. You'll have olive trees throughout your coast, but you won't anoint yourself with the oil, and the olive will cast his fruit. You'll beget sons and daughters, but you will not enjoy them. Now, can you see this word coming up again? What's part of the power of the blessing? The power to enjoy. It's a curse to not enjoy your children. Do you believe that or not? To not enjoy your grandchildren. It's a curse.
That's right.
For them to be in bondage to this or that or the other, or in captivity. That never is at the will of God.
No.
Now skip down to verse 45. All these curses will come on you and pursue you and overtake you till you'll be destroyed. Why? Because you wouldn't listen to the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. They'll be upon you for a sign, for a wonder, upon your seed forever. Because you serve not the Lord your God with what?
Joyfulness.
One of the worst witnesses is a depressed Christian.
Yes.
It's contrary to everything Christianity is about. Being sad, being depressed, being defeated is not the witness God wants us to have. What do you think? What does the Lord want people to see in our life? The curse or the blessing? What draws men to repentance? Seeing the good. Well, that's what the blessing is. It's the goodness of God manifested in our lives. That's what His desire is for everybody on the planet. But you got the same problem today as then. You've got millions of people won't give God the time of day. A lot of them don't even believe He exists. They could care less, they could actually say they care more about His plan or His will for their life. Don't check, don't look. Well, the curse is still in the earth.
Yes, it is.
And if you don't live in the redemption from it, you will live in the curse. And you won't experience the blessing. It's still here. He said, because you wouldn't serve the Lord with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. For what? For the abundance of all things. God's will is that you just have everything and enjoy it and give it away and be blessed. And people see how good God is to you and they say, I want to do that too. I want to get to know this God. 48. Therefore you'll serve your enemies, which the Lord will send against you, hunger, thirst, nakedness, want of all things, destruction and stealing and killing. Who does that sound like to you? Skip down to 65, verse 65. And among these nations you shall what? You shall what? Find no ease. Somebody say, no ease. Neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But the Lord will give you, and that's because of the judgment, a trembling heart, failing of eyes, sorrow of mind, and your life will hang in doubt before you. You'll fear day and night and have none assurance of your life. In the morning you'll say, would God it was evening. In the evening you would say, would God it's morning. For the fear of your heart, wherewith you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see. What does that describe? Cursed. Cursed. Is there any way that's God's will for your life? No. And Christ has redeemed you from it. But can you see all of this is part of the curse of the law that Christ has redeemed you from, and a big part of it is no rest. No ease. Can't rest. No peace. No enjoyment. No satisfaction. Why? You got your enemies are destroying everything you got. Your kids are gone and your body's full of disease. And this is curse. Can you see this?
Yes.
That is not being blessed, and don't dare call it a blessing in disguise. Don't dare call it that. Blessing is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
Curse is bad. Blessing is good. Now I want you to notice this does not stop at this life. This goes beyond this life and beyond this time. Go to Revelation. Revelation. Well, I tell you what. On the way there, stop by Hebrews for just a minute. Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4 talks a lot about the rest of faith. And let's just notice this on the way. Hebrews 4 and verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Now, what other word could you use instead of rest? Blessing. The blessing is the power to get and the power, what else? To enjoy. And part of that power to enjoy is the power to rest. You have to have the ability to rest. How many understand the peace of God that passes understanding is better than air conditioning?
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's better than the best restaurant. Why? You can't. These are things you can't buy with money. And the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Well, it's not that you can't have the other to have that. You can't enjoy the other without that. Right?
Amen.
You don't have to be vexed out of your head to have a bunch of stuff. You could have a bunch of stuff, but it doesn't have you.
Amen.
And the Lord knows you'll do anything He tells you to do with it. You'll sow it. You'll give it. You'll liquidate it and put it in the God. You'll do anything He tells you to do with it. And you have rest in your heart and your mind. You can enjoy whether it's a five-course meal at the five-star restaurant or it's a hot dog from the vendor. You still got peace.
Yes.
You got rest.
Yes.
Do you understand? Many people do not know how to enjoy life.
That's right.
They don't know how. There are, even in the best of circumstances, they're still not happy. They're fidgeting. They're fumbling. They're griping. They're finding fault. Something. Why? Because they got no peace. They got no joy. They're not living in the blessing.
That's right.
If you got no ease, you're in the curse.
Yeah.
If you got no rest, you're in the curse. And that's just tragic with a Christian because Christ has redeemed us from it, from all that, the curse of the law. What do you think? He said, verse 2, Hebrews 4, 2, we have had the gospel, here it is again, the gospel preached to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them. Now this is talking about that first generation of Israelites that came out of Egyptian bondage, didn't benefit them because they didn't combine it with faith. I'm reading the NIV. Verse 3, now we which have believed, what? Enter that rest. Just as God has said, where am I? Verse 4? I lost my place. It ties in with God resting from His works on the seventh day. God rested. What's this a type of? It's a type of the new covenant. It's the age of grace and the age of living and walking by faith. And we which have believed do enter into, it's the age of blessing, the age of rest. Come on, can you see? Rest, rest. Hallelujah. When you've got the power to get everything you need, you know, everybody's got their area. Phyllis and I are in the ministry. So our call included getting office buildings, getting church buildings, getting properties, getting internet equipment, getting vehicles. And God has given us and all the church family the power to get it.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've gotten a bunch of it. And it's paid for. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
But that alone doesn't make you rich.
No.
Right? That was the power to get it. Tell me the next part. The power to enjoy it. I think we're enjoying some of it right now.
Praise
God. Is
that
right? We Amen. Preach anything we want to. Nobody can kick us out tomorrow because you didn't pay your rent. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We've got freedom. We've got ability. And we have the power to enjoy it. The Lord's given us our own. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We can have peace about it. We can have joy about it. And also, He's given us the power to give. I'm used to just using that as an example. The same thing is true for your personal life and your business, your ministry, whatever that may be. That is true with every child of Abraham, which is every believer. It's God's will.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me